Begin the new Masech, the Masechtas Makis, begin the first parak Ketzer Edom, begin with Da Beis Amid Alf. Begin Tais Master, begin with the words of the Mishnah. Me'idno on the Mishplaini, we testify regarding this person, Shuben Gerush Ben Chalutza, that he is a Ben Gerush Ben Chalutza. In Amid Bechulutza, so the Mishnah says, we don't say that they become a Ben Gerush Ben Chalutza Tachta Avra, that they get like Abba. Says Tais Tame, it's a wonder. Wait a second. Keeping them, who's more sense? You tell me if Hazama happens, Eina Nas the Ben Gerush Ben Chalutza, they don't get the same punishment to become Ben Gerush Ben Chalutza. I mean, if that's the case, the Gam Bishalo Yuzma, then even when Hazama does not happen, Echi Asap Ben Gerusha, how does the defendant actually become Ben Gerush if we would believe them? The Hachi who MS, that's the truth. But why should that work? Havala Edus, this is considered testimony, Shiat Yachal Azima, that Hazama cannot be done because they will not get the same punishment. And therefore, by default, the Ainza Edus, that should not be considered Edus in the first place. The Hashem Tesla, what you can say is, Kim the Lakin, since they get lashes, have a Kashazamim, that is Kashazamim, that's what their Kashazamim is. Bahabashaper, and therefore, that does qualify for Ati Yachal Azima, that you could do Hazama. So it says, Bakash is difficult. Why? Because the Mekin, if that's the case, it might come a parakoya baitin. What does the Gemara mean then? It's a net of Mimalb Mimalb. You have an Eid in Naimarasa. When you have witnesses of the Naimarasa, we say, the E loy Mikdala. Oh, she's not going to get killed. Keeping the Inu loy Mikdala, because they wouldn't get killed. Why? Oh, they could say, Alas, Abai Labana. We weren't coming to execute her. We were just coming to say that she'd been for her husband. Therefore, says the Gemara, so this testimony they cannot do Hazama for, and therefore, she's not going to get killed in the first place either. Well, my Kama, what are you talking about? But they get lashes in that situation for the false testimony. So that is, you telling me, considered Kashazam, like you're saying over here, Bemingrish Mechalutza. If Hashem says, but he says, no, the Hasim over there, Kim and Shaboin Lechaiba Misa, since they're coming to incriminate her for death. And they're plotting to kill a person. Then you're not fulfilling the kashazam with lashes. The bad yiksev, because the post explicitly says, nefesh ben nefesh, a life for a life. Gabi hazama, the age is nefesh, when you're planning to do something that would be capital punishment. And therefore, that's not qualified for considered as quote unquote hazama with malchus. Where all they wanted to do is make him into a chal, a ben gerush mechalutza. That's just a negative prohibition. There's nothing here of what they tried to do regarding a death penalty. So kimishalaku in this situation, once they get lashes, chashur shape edus shati yachalizim, that would qualify as considered as enough of hazama for what they tried to do. But edus, another approach you could say is the gabe edus the ben gerush vechalutza. When it comes to testimony, if amish the ben gerush vechalutza loy chashin klal, actually not concerned at all, which goes to the crux of the question, but yachalizim. That, oh, it has to be that you could be able to do Hazama. Because, where do we actually know this idea that it has to be Edus that you could do Hazama to? Mikash Hazamim. From this principle that you should do to them as they try to do to others. Now, b'mucha b'gemara, and that's obvious in the Gemara, that the Kash Hazamim lo nichtev l'gabe Edus ben Gerusha. That the Kash Hazamim doesn't apply to this category. And b'lekoi kla lebesham tzach v'aylam, because it doesn't fit into the categories at all, and therefore it doesn't have the requirements. But thereby the Namarasa, by the betrothed maiden, Vadikashazam koin namalehen, Vashokashazam applies to that type of testimony. Dim Hisrubah, if they would warn her, so that's what they would be coming to do. So Miktali, inhu bishuhuzmu. So then they would get executed, if Hazam was done. Bilu ihi, belohihuzmu, whereas her, would get executed if the Hazam was not done. Which is in parentheses over here, Vasamairi, there's Toma Baloi Hisu, where there was no warning. Kim the Kashazam, Koy Alayhu, and since Kashazam is going on them, the Kashbinan, Atiyach Lazim, therefore you have to have that it qualifies as Atiyach Lazim. Unlike our Mishnah. Now, B'yesha Daktik, we can analyze that, Amay Lenoket, why don't we say, in case of Eden Onu B'ish Pleini, Shumam Zabchu, we testify regarding this person that is a Mams, etc. The Zavashayach, Bein Biso, Bein Bekahanim, that would have been a universal case for our Mishnah. Whereas a Ben Gerusha that we're picking in our Mishnah, only possible of a Kahana. That's only a good disqualification of a Kahana. So why are we picking a limited case? The Yashash of Tesed, what you could answer is the reason why we picked this Mishnah, the Koi Azem Bas Koyin. Because actually it's a continuation from Masech to Sanhedrin on the Zem Bas Koyin. Kedisa Bekuma, like the Mora explains. Lekach Nok and Midi Deshach Bekuna. Therefore we're picking something that applicable by Kuna, which is this case of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. We're testifying regarding this person that is Chayav Golas. Again, we don't say they go in Golas in place of him, rather they get lashes. So it says we're going to say, hey, chim b'chem l'chai v'galas be'edus, and how could they make him liable for galas with their testimony? But ve'yochlem emezer yisi. But he could say, oh, I killed deliberately. Like we find the case of when they say, oh, you ate forbidden fats, perkam deba metziah and davgimel beis, where he's not going to be chayev a carbon for their testimony, because he could say, I did it deliberately, and which he would not be chayev a carbon. What you can say is, yeah, the Ma'aribis told my Kishiro by Raglaim Ladaba that they saw indicating features that it was done by mistake. Kashanishmat Habraz Makita, we're talking about where the iron slipped out of the handle. And they could name the lightning scab, and you could say that he probably did not intend, and therefore, they could be Machaibim Gullus. Of a customer, it says, what's difficult is, Mahadidan, Perik Eilah and Nagun from a mission later on, of Tesma Base. We say, the Soyne and the Goyla, but in contrast, an enemy does not go into Gullus. Now, Lavkei Gavna, isn't it in the same case, Dumi de Oyib Goyla, which is in contrast to when he's not his enemy, that he does go into Gullus? But then the question is, by Mayan the Goyla, but then why is he not going to Gullus? Kim de Rodaber Glamadaber, since they see indicating features that it was a mistake, always my son, you would say, oh, he deliberately did it. But here you see that it was not. So a sign that shows it going to Gullus. But Shimon says, we can say, it's not the Shani sign, an enemy is different. The Yeshla Nulaymar, Tfei, we have more reason to say the Basini code that he did it out of hatred. So although it looks like a mistake, they were not. We're going to translate it that he did it out of hatred, and it was not a mistake, and there is not worthy of going to Gullus. Although from another point you can say is the Mayri Shabbat the Lekar Glam W. You're right. There's no indicating features, and the Hashem Nichem is saying that therefore the case of the enemy makes sense. Why we assume he did it deliberately. But still, if he's not an enemy, he is going to go into Gullus. Because he could say Mezidisi, but you're right. Kigun the Shasik, but we're talking about he was quiet because Amaloi Edim, when the witnesses said that he killed by mistake. So Bavadi Abba Amal Hiraktiv, you're right. If he would say I did not kill him, Yochlatatav Loim Alo Hiraktiv Shogel Mezid, he would be able to say, oh, I meant I didn't kill by mistake. I killed deliberately. Come Abaloi Chal Techedel, like the case of when the guy says I didn't eat fat. I mean, I did, but I did it deliberately. And then you're right, he would be Potter. But since he's quiet, so that's considered like an admission, and that's why he's Michaev goes. Like it says, Master begins with the words of the Gemalon, that Kala Zemin Magdim Lois Misa. All those who do Hazama, they have to anticipate that death penalty. Now, some give, so I say the word Miksubis. That Pirsha Kuntras, Rashi explains, what does that mean? Well, of course. So he says, "No she'elam nosvah lata," meaning that there's no escaping from this. If you try doing this, you're going to get this back. So there's a question. Well, that's difficult because the Ma'akam Hashalom. Well, what is that teaching us? Pshit. Well, obvious. That's what the Kashazam is. Now, Iksubis, some have the gist of Yeshmish Shapirish, but Iksubis explains. So it's lame. What it means to say is, what does it mean, Magdimin? Means shloy anu hadin. Meaning you do it as quick as possible. That we don't want to, afflict them by not following through right away on the judgment. So that's maybe the demon we like, Zvizim Magdim Lamitzis. So that's the Gamzekos. Well, that's also the Maikam Ashlan. That's also what's that coming to age? Pshita. Well, obviously, we know this halachab Inu Adin. You're not supposed to delay. So rather, the Re explains Magdim and Hachab Pirishri. Well, what does it mean, Magdim? Bound out to talk like Misa, Mimisa, Shamisa. The truth is, of course, you have to kill him. And that's what it's saying. Magdim and Loisa Misa. With the type of death. That, which is the Bachaz on which, the death that they wanted to kill him with, that of course, that's the one. And that's what saying the word, that Magdimen, that comes first in priority. But that's what saying, but for sure, if you cannot, that you'll kill him whatever way it takes to kill him. Which is like whatever it takes to kill him. That's what I'm saying. Like, Dima, it's only the priority first, but you'll do it whatever way it takes. So it says, because it's difficult, because the Mina Peg Nigra Din, the Gemara Sanedam, and Haman Bey says, that regarding a murderer and the person that's redeeming the victim's blood, that they are two psukim that are saying the same thing. Chinkasha, what's also difficult about the Sefta and this 12 Peg Taned, the time within the Rise, Abel Zaymin, but regarding Hazama, if you can't kill the Misa that says, but then at the Misa, okay, you'll kill whatever it is. And how do we know it? Okay, because it says, whatever it takes. Question is, but wait a second. But you have the case of murder and a girl, which those two places where we say that you could kill whatever it takes. So, two questions. First of all, That sounds like only those two, and not the case of Edom Zayman. And moreover, we learn enough from different pasuk about the Rama Kibecha. So, and it seems to be a contradiction. But Tirtzah Rabbi Yisub, he says, there are adam, that's regarding that those two places, you can kill them whatever way it takes, even if it's not one of the four types of capital punishment. But regarding the four types of capital punishment, well, that's obvious that then we would kill them, the Edom Zayman, with any one of the other chivim mises bezdin, even if it's not one that they try to do to him. That's what saying we learn at Makdimin, we try to do the one, but if not, we'll do any one of the other ones. But those two are any types of death. Regarding its continuation from the Masechta Sanhedrin, we have the Edom that has had a zama done to them, that they said that the bas koin and the man had were mezana, that we say she'in makdim leisa misa lemizacheres, that, oh, they don't get the death penalty they try to do to har, they get a different death penalty, which is that of Boyala, the one who had relations with her, the Darshina, because we expound, he Veloy Boyala. We say, oh, she gets saved, and not the man who had relations with her. And Mesim Baskayan, how do we know that they don't get the same, what they try to do to her? Because the Simla Achib, it says that Kashzam Lasla Achib, that Darshin La Achib, so we expound what they try to do to him and not to her. So it says, if we can say, wait a second, Lomali Drasha Lachib Lachis, why do I need that special Drasha? Typically, me he, what do you mean? The word he, should be Mayid, not only the Boyala, but also in Zayman. The Nafkalin, the Deshina, and we learn on the Gemara Darshan and Sanedam, the Nalvam and Alv, as a Behemechalelis, her father, he she desecrated, he beloved Boyala, he beloved Zemel. So we already know that the Zaym are excluded from he. But Shem says, what you can say is, yeah, Behoy was Zemel, Bolachai, but Sreifo, since the Eden Zaym are coming to make her liable for Sreifo, Layavai, Lu'uk may me ut to the he, I wouldn't say that he is being Mamayat, Elo Boyala. I would only say it's excluding the man who had relations with her, but let me maintain the Zaymen, and I would not exclude Zaymen. Elam and Achib, as some Girsars have, but rather, he only know that from Achib. I will keep it Achib. Achib, once we say Achib, Darshina, Namimihi, then, once you know that, then you say that he's Lamuti Zemel, is coming to exclude Zemel, because you know that from Achib, but I wouldn't say that automatically in he. But since the question, what difficult is, keep it Achib, Achib, okay, once it says Achib and not Achisei, so my Yitzchak Lamuti Zemel, so what are you saying he excludes Zemel if you know from Achib? If Yashem says, what you can say is no, the Ima Achib, had we only had the Drasha of Achib, I mean, I would have said, the Hanamili, when we say this, is Kisha Boyal Hoyanidain. So when the litigation is against both him and her, so Kreden Bilach, then you can say, okay, we'll do what they tried to do to him, not to her. I'm loyal, Nidin Alpia Dusin. But let's say there was no man in the discussion based on their testimony. Can you show you cutting best test on Biamechad? Let's say the male was over 9 years old, but under Bamit, so where, it's considered a nice Bia to prosecute her, but he's not being prosecuted. Or Shlaikir Boyal. Well, let's say they don't know who the man was. So, I would say, okay, there's no achav over here. They're only doing a tahar. So I would say then they do get sreif. Because Mashmon Hibalay Zayim Amen, that he teaches Lamuti Zayim and B'chalinin that we include Zayim in all situations, even if there's no man being prosecuted. Now, Metchil HaYirim Asupik by Milsa. Originally, actually, the Ri wasn't sure about this. But Shub Pashta, and then they ultimately resolved, as we said in Perek Nigma Adin, from the Gemara Sanedam Mevom and Av, the Kama the Gemara says, Misa Achas Men Shtei Mises, you could have one death that's like two deaths. Could go in Baskoy in the Bailo. If you have regarding the prosecution of the Baskoin and the one and the man who had relation with her, or Baskoin b'zayim zayim, and regarding when there's the zayim of the edim zayim, which they're going to get chenek and she gets sreifa. So it's one that's like two deaths. Now the hashda lomalei zayim zayim, and why are you saying that's the case? Tebek lei dekashtei mises b'lei zayim zayim. You could have two deaths without the zayim of zayim. Mishum haboyel shubechenek, because of the man. Who's getting chenek? Obviously, with the Irish, we're talking about going to like it didn't miss the boil. We're talking about when that, because in any case of Zem Zem, there's automatically the boil. Yeah, we said that's one case. What's the other case? Even Zem Zem has the boil there always. Obviously, it's going true cotton. Because for Ashley, obviously, we're talking about when there's a mine. As I explained, about Philo Hacha Kamen, still the Gemara saying that Zem Zem would be bechenek. Alma, obviously, the Haba Zem and bechenek. That there's Eden Zemek get chenek, I'm the like it didn't miss the boil, even though there's no halacha misa regarding the boil. And that's the chiddush that we said before. Which this deeper actually belongs before the Masl Kol Zemen. Another question the Gemara had was maybe Tanul Kamon. We say this later on Daf Hey, which appears to address explain what the Gemara's question. The my boy Kates Bukhulu, what are you asking? How? Hoktanul Kamon Bukhulu, but we said later on how. Another approach you could say says Taisis Void, when the Gemara is saying and a moral claim, in other words, the Imtim Tzolim, you're going to say the Lashna Zama, who? that this is a who's a enoi, meaning the akar, you're going to say that this is not l'loshen hazamahu, meaning to say that that is a terminology of hazama. Says this is enoi that's not because akar din hazama kamar that we always talk about that it's not the loshen of hazama, it's a din hazama kamar. Kediktani, like we learned, v'lalumi kusha sekamai, says really coming to support the first question of the Gemara, that you would say that our mission is not coming to say haimikayim by the edim the oynish of kasha zamim. Rather, how do you make the edim zaimimin? That's just saying that, in other words, besides that it's difficult to explain like that in the Lashon of the Tana, because if you're coming to say how do the edim come zaimimin, you should have said what the Mishnah says later on, that other witnesses come and say manam ayisim. But what the Gemara is saying is that even if you're going to resolve the wording of the Mishnah, you still can't say it. Because this is Ketzad Nasm Eidim Zaymin that says later on that how did they become Zaymin? If that's the case, this Mishnah by default is coming to explain what's the punishment that catches them. Well, that's what I'm saying. Then it comes back to the first question. Tanisha said Ketzad Ein Eidim Nasm Zaymin. Next time to begin the words of the Gemara, Bini Kashazam Baleka. That, no, that won't qualify, because that's to be kashazamim, and if you're not doing to the children, that's not going to be kashazam. So it says kashazam is difficult, because heicha shem eden shem mitzvah sheni, where they testified that he's a second generation Egyptian, the inborn lives al zaroi, then how come to disqualify his children, because the children are amutullah, the call, kiim lepaslai, only to maldeir him, imkain yifsal, if that's the case, so then that actually, should be, the halacha in this case. They should become mitzvah shein. Rishlam, you could say, is no, they become makam ishtu themselves. His wife becomes disqualified. The pasul would be also because we become disqualified by having beer in mitzvah shein. And Mekhsivit says in the pasul, but sees him like hashazamim, that they you do to him like he planned to do, which is loyal only to him, and not, and you cannot punish his wife, which would be if you made him into mitzvah shein.